If we carry on as where we are, we're going to lose our National Health Service.
Professor Stevenson, we've debated the privatisation issue before right here on The Big Questions. Professor Stevenson, this leads us to the conclusion that we've heard from Clive. We are losing our National Health Service, are we?
No, it's not about privatisation, and nor is it about hospital closure. Peterborough is a city with 184,000 people. Mm-hmm. It's about 39 miles from Cambridge. It's not much further from Leicester, two huge centres. If you have a condition that can be treated at home, best place is for it to be treated at home. If you have a condition that allows you to be treated in Peterborough, sure, best to stay in Peterborough. If you have something complex that needs more technical expertise, better you go to some centre where they do lots of it. It's not either or, and it's feeding the public, it's misleading the public. There's hardly any example in the country where hospitals close and there's nothing. They move to a service where you have immediate, urgent care, and if you're seen in a category that needs help, paramedics transfer you to somewhere that can deliver you.
It's a difficult sell, though. I mean, it's quite.
It is a difficult sell, and politicians can't do it.
The MPs aren't going to stand up.
The MPs would be the first to say it will cost them 10,000 votes in every single. They know that.
When someone presents with an illness, you don't know how ill they are until they've been assessed. Someone comes in with a headache. It could be meningitis. It could just be a migraire.
So they need to see an expert to be assessed.
You know, where they've lost their local.
Having been assessed,
okay, professor.
They've no longer got an ITU. They've got an hour down the road.
Wait, professor.
They need to be seen and assessed by expert medical and nursing staff, and having done that, they need to be triaged. Do they stay? Stay and play, swoop and scoop. You know, that is the modern 21st century healthcare. It's not about everybody doing everything in an immediate way. And whilst we've been hearing about individual examples, and they are tragedies, let's not be complacent about the fact that right now, today, the outcomes, survival of people in this country is worse than France, worse than Germany, worse than Holland, worse than many comparable countries. We want to get up to that standard of care. We won't do that by dwelling on one person.
They've spent billions of pounds more than the NHS.
If we were starting
decades,
again, Clive Peterborough. If we were starting again with a blank sheet of paper, wouldn't we, you, be designing a National Health Service rather like the vision that the professor has? Julia Manning's agreeing. I thought she rather would.
Well, you should say
local health centres.
The National Health Action Party's got a 12-point plan.
Right.
Go and look at it. It's a publicly funded, publicly provided, and publicly
rather accountable than your 12-point plan, which we'll be reading about, and I'm sure David Cameron will be going over with a fine tooth comb.
System, Nikki.
Caroline, we'd be starting with medical centres and big centres of expertise as well, wouldn't we?
No one's arguing for nothing to change, but I mean, I think it'd be important to remember in 2010, you know, there were independent studies by the Commonwealth Fund, by the OECD, the NHS, in terms of pounds spent per life saved, and I see Terence nodding, and Julia was